Ever since he was a teenager, Dennis Frangle dreamed about sailing around the world, but well into the 1980s, he had never been on a sailboat in his life, and planning such an endeavor would take time. Starting in 1987, he began 8 years of planning, through training courses, practice sailing, and reading some 200 books on everything about the activity, leading up to the big moment, August 20th, 1994.
Well, when we pulled away from the dock 4 years ago, we cast off the lines and backed out of the slip, she said, "I can't believe we're doing this." So she, even at that point, hadn't yet come to accept the inevitable.
She was Dennis's wife, Trudy, the second of only two passengers starting out on this ride. Trudy was worried about using the couple's 401k, their retirement money, for the voyage, and at the time, the future of their marriage.
A difficult decision, almost. Do we stay married or don't we stay married or whatever? It was just such a big undertaking, and I decided to go for the marriage, and we really, really got to know each other, and it just became a beautiful, beautiful union. And I know that because of this experience, we will be definitely one solid unit through the rest of our lives.
There would have been another passenger on board. Dennis's brother wanted to sail along, but he passed away 5 years before the launch. So the Frangles inherited the name of his fishing boat, Twilight, and shoved off on their new home, the Cartwright 36-footer, from New York's Oak Orchard Marina. Dennis says he had apprehension, and yes, fear, but that was confined to mainly before the trip.
Before you leave and you're lying in bed thinking about what's ahead of you, you're dealing with fantasies and imagination, and it's all very scary. But once you're out there, you're too busy out there, and you realize you're dealing with reality.
Today, there's plenty of published information about how to sail around the world, which areas to avoid, wind patterns to be aware of, and tropical storm history, so that the properly planned voyage encounters storm trouble the closer vessels get to land, and not miles out at sea.
We figure that we've had storms in under 2% of the days. We've had less than 30 days of storms in 4 years' time. You're much more at risk when you're tied to a dock and being hit by a storm than you are when you're out 100 miles from land. The waves build up as they come to the land, and so then those seas develop into monstrous waves.
Last year, while docked, as they were tied up in port in the Canary Islands, the Frangles' journey nearly ended when the worst storm in decades blasted the area. Dennis nearly broke his arm getting tossed about. Twilight escaped, needing only minor repair. But close nearby, one boat sank and a huge American cruiser suffered tremendous damage. But there was the time out at sea when the boat was struck by lightning, paralyzing the craft's onboard electronics, and another time when the ship was slammed completely vertical by the winds and waves.
Which means that your mass, which ours is 51 feet, went into the water. But because our boat is a very heavy and an ocean-going boat, we were able to right ourselves up immediately. It was quite an experience, but it was not as fearful as it may appear.
Both Trudy and Dennis endured the humbling experience of getting hit in the face by the small flying fish jumping into the boat. And Dennis recalls another encounter with a much larger fish, or mammal, a 1996 Christmas evening experience with a whale near the Galapagos Islands.
When a large whale, larger than the boat, was about 100 yards on our starboard side and turned and started to come straight at us. And we could just watch this dorsal fin getting closer and closer and closer. My heart was really pounding by the time it got to within just a few feet of us, and then the dorsal fin just dropped down into the water and he swam underneath of us and a few seconds later reappeared on the other side.
But excitement of that kind was rare, and it's hard for the Frangles to describe the overall peace enjoyed while out on the sea, perhaps not seeing anybody or any ship for days or weeks at a time. A lot of reading was accomplished, and listening to shortwave radio, catching up on the news, Trudy chose to avoid the onboard oven after learning to use the stove burner and a covered frying pan to make bread, pizza, and pies. Twilight's fresh water capacity was 115 gallons, which had to be used sparingly, especially when the couple was out at sea for almost a month sometimes, getting from place to place.
Yeah, you can buy, if you want to, you can buy these little portable showers, which we didn't end up using. Well, if it rained, I'd love to take a shower in the rain. That's the most fun. Wash my hair and take a shower. Exhilarating.
Dennis believes every adventure, sailing or otherwise, ultimately becomes a people experience. And that's what made the trip special for the Frankels, befriending sailors and citizens alike of the countries they visited.
In villages in Melanesia, for the time we would be in the village, it was as if village life stopped and a great celebration took place.
Key to the city, so to speak.
Yeah, we felt like we were visiting royalty. It was quite amazing, and it was very touching.
Dennis spoke of Melanesia, and I'll speak of the Muslim countries, and this goes for the Sudan or Eritrea. Invariably, I was always invited in for tea or dinner. We were treated quite well. Never, ever felt threatened.
Now back home, Trudy and Dennis have to get reacquainted with their pre-voyage lifestyles, but they may choose not to convert.
Now I know I can live in a small space, and I don't need the things that I used to need. There's so many ways that we've changed that, I mean, I've washed clothes by hands now for 4 years, and if I ever have a hose with plenty of water on shore, I'm just so excited to actually be able to use that much water.
Now I can look back and see all of that. We subscribed to the Democrat and Chronicle and the Christian Science Monitor and couldn't go to sleep before the 11 o'clock local news. We went from that kind of a mode of taking in information about what was happening to going months without getting any news. We watched maybe an hour total television in 4 years, and I have no desire to watch television again. I don't. The life is too full to be sitting and watching something else.
There are notebooks and notebooks filled by Trudy, who kept a journal of the trip, and about 100 rolls worth of film and pictures to reminisce about. Sadly, one physical reminder of the voyage, the proud, victorious vessel Twilight, is to be put up for sale, as the couple has all but exhausted their finances and need the money.
Certainly going to miss Twilight. You get very close to a boat in a way that you don't get close to a lot of things, a car, for example.
Twilight became more of a living person because we've been through so much now, but she's held up through it and has done quite well for us. So right now I'm grieving. I've thought of all sorts of ways of not selling her, thinking, gee, maybe if we timeshared or we did this or that. And there's a relationship with my husband now that has been created by being on Twilight, and I'm afraid to go on land to adapt to that change. Yeah, it's just nice the way it is.
Sailing around the world with the Frankels.